Okay, so I want to do one more tzitzit again, one more tzitzit from this parak, and then we can move on. But we really can't finish the sugya of tzitzis if we don't at least briefly at the address the question of how many tzitzis, how many strings you need to have. That's pretty fundamental.
A little thing to mention.
So, well, the Gemara holds it off till Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So if you turn to Mem Aleph Amud Beis, you get the following. It's like, I don't know, 75% down? Right? Ten Rabbanan, kama chutin hu notein. How many strings do you put on your tzitzis? So Bechamai omrim arba, Adel omrim shlosha. Bechamai says four, which is what we paskin. Right? This is one of those rare cases in which we paskin like Bechamai against Bezalel. And Bezalel says you have three. Now what's their argument? So what does the Gemara say? What's their argument? Shebet Hill Omrim. The Kama Tehe Mishuleshet. And then the Gemara says, right, once it. Basically, this whole unit talks about the size. The first question, the number and the structure of the tzitzit. So the first machloket it has is 3 versus 4. And then it says, Vekama Tehe Mishuleshet. So what does that mean? And how much of it should be tied versus how much should be hanging loose? Right. So you look at Rashi, like kluya hanaf levad minagdil. Right. How much of the string should be hanging besides for the? So he says, Bishami omrim arba. Bishami says four. Bishami says 4 fingers worth. Til omrim shalosh. The kamat de mishuleshet, and how much of it should be the actual tied up part. Chamar omrim arba v'zomrim shalosh v'shalosh v'hil omrim achat me'arba v'tefach shokol adam. What's the size? What are we talking about? So each of these sizes is 1 out of 4 tefach of each person. Okay. Look, we could have done a lot more on sizes and things like that, but let's just focus on this. So, we have the machloket v'hil meshamai, whether you're supposed to have 3 strings on each corner, right? This is on each corner.
Yeah.
Right? How many strings? 3, which is 6, or 4, which is 8. Now, are there really 2 sugya that you have to do within numbers? Right? One is, I will try to do quickly today, because it's really not long sugya, is how many strings do you have? The second is, is that a minimum, or can you add to that? So this is how the Gemara presents it. Now, if you turn to Membet Amud Aleph, so Membet Amud Aleph, you have Rav Acha, right? Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Rami Arba Va'ayif Luhu Meif. So Rav Acha hung 4. Ra'ayev lomeyev lehu, and he. So Rashi says kofa la kodem shelam tzitzit. He would fold it before it went into the tzitzit. Umayale beglima, and put it in his clothes. Va'aviklu meivak ksaver beinan tamnaya beglima. So why did he do this? Because he wanted 8. Which is what we do, right? 4,
yeah.
Fold it over. 4, meaning, so here's where the Gemara tells you that the, the Vavik, that's the Gemara's question. He would, Rashi's own, okay. Right, so he would put in 4, which he would fold into 8. Because kasavar binan tabnaya beglima kehla v'gdil gidilim b'makom kiel, because he needed right? Gedil gedilim, so multiple in the place of the string. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti Rami Tobnaya. But Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bardifti put 8 strings, D'inu Shitzar, which were, right, 8, which is 16, Velo Avik Lehu. And he wouldn't, or he would just sort of attach them to the corner, and Mabre Darvina Avid Kedidan. So now you have 3, which is 6, 4, which is 8, and then you have 8, which is 16. Right? 8, which is 16. And those are the positions you have here. And then again, in Lamed Tetam and Beis, if you turn back, so you had this as well. Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Ya Iglim Av Yami Tchelda Maika Miflgei Rabba Bar Bar Chana Sabar Ktiv Gdil Ktiv Ptil O Gdil O Ptil Rab Sabar Lolam Ptil Binan Vehu Gdilim Minyana Hu Diata. Well, let's not go back over the other part, but the point is on the word Gdilim. He said, how does he understand the word Gdilim? Gdil Shnayim, one Gdil he understands is 2, Gdilim Arba, which means Asay Gdil Vepotleu Mitocho. So that's where the 4 comes from, according to the Gemara, is this drasha of Gdilim, right? So we have 3, which is 6, 4, which is 8, 8, which is 16, and the Gemara, in one place, gives us a drasha for Beit Shammai's position, which is Gdil, is always 2 strings, because it's not a, right, it's like a knotted, woven string, and then Gdilim means you have plural of those, so 2 times 2 is 4, which is 8.
So,
right, 2 strings each, and then they fold. So
strings
sorry.
That are 2 each.
Correct.
And that's 4 together.
Which is 8 when you double. Okay? So let's just try to get, today, let's try to do the question number 1, which is how did they get to this? And I don't know how conceptual this gets, but at least we should have the evidence on the table. So, if you look at the Sifrei in number 4, what's the Sifrei, remember?
France.
What?
From France.
The Sifrei is the Tanaim. Mishnah, it's the Midrash Halacha.
From France.
It's the Tanaim. So he quotes, Gidilim da'asilacha. You should make Gidilim. Lama ne'emar, the fish ne'emar, basulem titit. Because the Pasuk says you should make titit. Shomei ani ya'aseh chudechad b'fnei atzmo. So I might think you could get away with 1 string. Talmud lomar gedilim, so plural. Kama gedilim naasim. How many do you make? So ein pachot mishlosha chutim kedivrei Beit Hillel. Beit Shammai omrim arba chutim. So the Gemara, the Sifrei first says you need strings. Now you might think it's 1 string, but it says gedilim, which implies plural. How many is plural? So it quotes as we have in our Gemara. Beit Hillel says 3, Beit Shammai says 4. So Beit Shammai omrim me arba chutim shel tchelet v'arba chutim shel lavan shel arba arba etzbaot. So he says 4 strings of tchelet, 4 of white. Now they're different girsot here, right? This girsot supports, if you remember Rashi and Tosfot, we saw it earlier in the year, that it's 2 and 2, which is 4 and 4. There are versions that do not have that girsa, that have the Ravid's girsa, that it's 1, which is 2, and then 3, which is 6. But at any rate, it's 4 strings. Balacha kedivrei Beit Shammai. And the halacha is like Beit Shammai, bamed dvar mamurim, batchila, but this is only initially that you need this size. Aval b'shiareh uvigardumeh kol shu. But this length of the finger lengths is only l'chatchila, if it rips, so that's the sugya of gardumen, which we already discussed. Now, based on this, do you have any idea why Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai argue what they do on the Sifrei? I don't. Right, I have absolutely no idea. Right, the Sifrei just says Gidilim is plural. And then Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai argue about whether Gidilim is 3 or 4. So I don't know, right? They don't seem to have...
What do they argue against? Are you against the Zifrei for?
Not against the Zifrei.
Okay. It just it says plural, and then they argue.
Is it three or is it four?
It's three, and the other one says, I think plural is four, but.
Right, so again, the simple shot in the Zifrei is that's it, right? Meaning, we know that Gedil is not a single string. It's some sort of woven, tied, knotted thing, which needs multiple strings. How many? Is El Mejum, I argue. One says three, one says four. They don't give you more information. They don't give you more information than that. So, why then would you have an argument? So again, it could just be that they think a gedil is this sort of knotted string, and they just argue how knotted, how many strings have to be in it to be defined as a gedil. But the Rishonim and the Acharonim suggest different answers, and maybe we can tease some conceptual things out of it. I'm not 100% sure. So first look at Tosfot on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. You see there are two Tosfot in Beit Shammai. So first look at the first Tosfot, and he says, well, according to the Bavli, why does Beit Shammai think you need four strings? Remember Lamed Tet Amud Beis, right? The Sifrei doesn't say this. The Sifrei says, you need Gedilim. Gedilim implies plural. Beis Hillel says three, Beis Shammai says four. How does the Gemara Lamed Tet present it? Remember, we just saw it a minute ago. Gedil, according to the Bavli, means what? Two strings. Not right. Gedil means two. Meaning it means more than one, and the minimum of more than one is always two. It's very complicated mathematically. And Gedilim, therefore, means twice Gedil. So if each Gedil is two, and you need Gedilim, it's four, and then you fold those over, it's eight. So that's Beit Shammai, right? That's a different drush than the Sifrei, right? According to this, the argument for Beit Shammai, again, you want to call this Lumdish argument, you want to call it an exegetical argument, it's that a Gedil isn't a string, it's a...
two strings woven together.
It's some sort of string that you can make some sort of tie and weaving or something in it. So a Gedil has to be two, at least. And it doesn't say Gedil, it says Gedilim.
Gedil itself looks like one. It's two strings twined together.
Right, and therefore, if you need two of those, Beis Shammai, according to the Bavli, seems to be just a Gedil is plural, minimum plural is two. And we have plural of Gedils, so the minimum of two twos is four, and then you fold it over, so you got eight. Right, so that's what he says. Time in Beit Shammai, Nicha, Kedashin Le'el, Gedil, Shnaim, Gedilim, Arba. Avoltamad Beit Hillel Kasha. Dochak Lomar Dletlu El Gedilim Shnaim Uftil Tchelet Haret Lata. So he says, but I don't understand Beit Hillel. But in the process of not understanding Beit Hillel, he gives you the first possibility. His first possibility is that Beit Hillel thinks that Gedilim means two total. So then how do you get to three? Ptil. Right? Ptil. So what's his argument? His argument is that Beit Shammai... So basically, his first suggestion is that there is sort of a conceptual machlokas, which is, according to Beit Shammai, the tzitzit are completely gedilim. And therefore, gedil 2, gedilim 4, 4 times 2 is 8. Right? Beit Hillel, the problem is that his number is odd, which means that... What does Tosfot know within Beit Hillel? He can't just be based on doubling, because he'll never get to three. So therefore, what does he do? He says, maybe first possibility is that Beit Hillel holds Gedilim means two. He doesn't buy that Gedilim means doubled. He just thinks it means two. And then he thinks Ptil is a different word, which means just thread, right? String. So he thinks that every tzitzit is made of Gedilim plus Ptil. Now the only thing I might suggest is that maybe if this is correct, what might the machlokes conceptually be between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai?
Whether one has Ptilim versus...
No. These are different words for string. Daniel, what might the machlokes be? Again, I'm throwing this out. I'm not convinced, but maybe. So maybe it's, you remember at the beginning of the year, we talked about what are the roles of the Tchelet versus the Lavan. And we said the Rambam, who holds one of eight, seems to hold that it's, as the Rav understood it, that the role of the Tchelet is to wrap. So there's two elements. There's the string, and then there's the wrapping. So it could be that Beis Hillel conceptualizes, he says, Gedilim plus Ptil, which gets you two different conceptual units, two plus one.
Okay.
And maybe Beit Shammai, because if you notice, if you take the Beit Shammai as we have in Ar Sifrei, as it's in Ar Sifrei, what does it say about Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel says Gedilim is plural three. Beit Shammai says four, but then it adds an argument for Beit Shammai, which is two white, two blue. But remember, we said, what was the argument of a Tosfot-like argument of two and two? That all the strings have the same function, and you're supposed to wrap. But that's different. I mean, the strings are simply equivalent.
Right.
So it could be that Beit Shammai needs an even number because he conceptualized tzitzis as a number of strings, and then he conceptualizes it that you tie the strings with one of their own. And therefore, you don't need an odd number.
Oh, okay.
But Beis Hillel might hold a radical Rambam, essentially. Right? Which is, no. Every tzitzit, before you even get to the Tchelet, are made up of the Gdilim, which is like the body, and then the Ptil, which you're going to wrap. And therefore, if you need a Gdilim plus Ptil, so then you can have an odd number. But if you say that all the strings are equivalent, and then you wrap from within, it needs to be an even number because everything is derived from Gedilim. Because Gedil and Ptil aren't two conceptual models, aren't two conceptual elements. So within Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, according to Tosfos's Hava Amina, maybe that's the machlokes about the numbers. And then he says, Vishma Amina, Had Darshin and Gedilim, Arba, Hainu Bekfela. When we say Gedilim 4, that means doubled. Va'alavan kai. And he thinks he's talking about the white. V'hashadar v'sham, I do it in Tchelet, Deptil, Lavdafka. Usvaru lashvotem. And within Beit Shammai, Tosfos basically agrees with what I just said. It's just that he doesn't like within Beis Hillel, which is that he says, Betil is Lavdafka, and whatever is true of white is true of blue. Usvaru lashvotem. V'hai v'arba chotim, below Kvela. Right, meaning, Tosfos says that within Beit Shammai, clearly the argument is that even though the blue is going to do the wrapping, there's no conceptual difference between the blue and the white. They're both equivalent parts of the mitzvah. And therefore, the final number of strings is an equal amount of blue and white, which means there's always going to have to be an equal number. But Beit Hillel sabri deptil dafka. But Beit Hillel says, no, ptil is specific, it's different than gdilim. And therefore, you're going to look for a distinction. And therefore, Dafka wants an odd number so that there will be part of it which is called Gdilim, which are plural by definition. And then the Ptil, which is added. Now, the Sifrei doesn't sound that way within Beit Hillel because the Sifrei sounds like, right, Tosfos' conceptualization of Beis Hillel is that 3 is really 2 plus 1. But the Sifrei thinks that 3 is 3. Right? The Sifrei sounds like 3 is 3. Gdilim, plural, how many? 3. Now, I don't know if that's because he's thinking not a twist, he's thinking a braid, and a braid always is 3. Like, I don't know. Right? It could be that's where he gets 3, right? A braid is always 3. So I don't, or something like that. I don't really know. Verbinutam perish, dimigdil nafkahu lebeit hillel, da'avot miturgam ovad gidilo. V'nir lefizeh de Beit Hillel darshi gdilim hare shisha d'shenich v'lo yud bet. Rabbeinu Tam says he gets it from gdil, which he understands is oved gdulo, which is some sort of woven string, twisted strings. But he says, according to this, he thinks that Beis Hillel is going to hold not 3, which is 6, but unlike the Sifrei, 6, which is 12. Because he thinks that the definition of deal is 6, and then you double it. But he says, you know, the most likely for Beis Hillel is that he doesn't have this drush at all. And he says, "V'chein mashma sifrei basulahem mashma niyase otan echad v'atzmo tamal gedilim mikama gedil echad nasayid in brachot mishlisha v'ribeit hill." And he says, the simple pshat of the sifrei is nothing like this, because it just says, "Make." According to the sifrei, Beis Hillel doesn't seem to hold that gedil means a woven string with multiple pieces. What does he think it means? Or a twisted string? What does it mean? A string. So how does he know you need more than one? Because it says gedilim. Right? He says the simple pshat in Beis Hillel is none of this lumdos. It's just gedil for Beis Hillel, unlike Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai thinks a gedil is a double string. Right? Something that you could weave or twist. Beis Hillel just says gedil means a string. And for some reason, he thinks the minimum number of strings, plural, is three. I don't know why, because normally it's two, but it just is.
So where is the difference from Atila at this point?
He just doesn't know that. I mean, he's saying the simple pshat of the sifrei is not like this. Because the sifrei, remember, we just read it, is gedilim ein pachot mishlosha. Gedilim means strings. How many? Three. Why? No idea. Right? He just says it. But you see that what Tosfos is going at is this right? Tosfos has one possibility that they argue basically: are all the strings defined as gdilim, or is it gdil plus ptil? If it's all gdilim, it's going to end up even, meaning all the strings are equivalent, and then one of them wraps from within. Or do you conceptualize it as strings plus a wrapper, which would get you 2 plus 1? Then he gives another possibility that maybe he literally defines gedil as 6 for some reason, right? As a certain type of twisted string, and then that's double, which is 12. But in the end, he says the simplest reading of the sifrei is that really is not much lumdus here. The lumdus is that Beis Hillel interprets gedil as string, and Beis Shammai interprets gedil as a twisted string, a woven string, and therefore Beis Hillel sees gedil, thinks it's one string. Gedilim is plural. Why he says three, nobody knows. And Beis Shammai is the one who starts getting gedilim. Gedil is a double. Gedilim is plural is double. So 2 times 2 is 4. Is four, and then folded is 8. Next Tosfos tries to understand Beit Shammai better, and he says, "Peirush v'kodesh haptil yehe arba. The corner must have 4. Nimtza gedil shnayim. Right? If each corner needs 4, then each of the gedil must be 2. V'amid tam peirush gedil koi v'anaf shmone hare shneimasar. And he says, maybe this is going on the gedil, and the anaf is 8. You get 12. Oh, I'm sorry. This is not the number. This is on the size. Right? Sorry, this is the size. Take back what I just said. Okay. Let's not do the size now. Okay. But that's one possibility of this. If you look at Rashi and Tosfot on Membet Amud Aleph. So Membet Amud Aleph, he gets another possibility. Rashi says that Beit Shammai, or the 4, holds Gedil is always 2. Gedilim is plural of 2s, which is 4. And then you fold it to 8. Right, like we already said. But how do you get 8? Dechtiv Gedilim lirabot od. So he says, why would someone hold 8? Because he would hold all of this and then double it again. Right? Meaning, Gidilim, the rabbat Ochtaim Gidilim, Dahavu Tamnaya Chutin, meaning you have 4, right? He defines the Gidil in the end of the day of 2 twos, and therefore Gidilim is 2 2 twos, which is 8.
8 on 1, 8 total? Or?
No. Dinu Shitzar. Remember, there's a machlokis there, right? Is it 2, which is 2, which is 4, which is time folded, which is 8, or 2 times 2 times 2, which is 8, times 2, which is 16. Right? And he thinks that it's... Wait, how does he get there? So we get there...
Gididim meaning plural?
Meaning a string with multiple pieces.
Right, so Gididim would make it...
Right, each string would be, according to him, doubled. And doubled of doubled. Right, he thinks that Gidil is right, Od Shnei Gidilim. Again, I'm not really sure how he gets this, if he has is the extra word. Not completely clear how he got there. And that's how he gets to 16. If you look at Tosfot, he says Darsh Gedilim Arba'a V'chein Mitchelet Shevishad Yidon V'tal Yushmona. Right? Yirmi Udifti Sover Kain V'mgein Avilu Shitzud Litlu Avak. He just says the question is, right, whether you focus on the whether you need this pre or post folding. Right, he says. Right, Tosu says the machlokes is very simple. Everyone agrees that by the end you need 8. What's their machlokes conceptually, Daniel?
How do you get to 8?
Whether the 8 are 8 doubled strings, or you don't fold it, and therefore you need
16.
Right, you need, meaning the 8 strings are defined as 8 strings, right, which is 16. Meaning, when is the definition kicking in according to Tosu? That's really the machlokes. Right, is it the 8 or the 8? Right, is it 8, which is 4 times 2? I mean, when do you define it as strings?
The 4 strings are double to 8, or the 8, you have to have 8
correct.
Strings, it would be 16 afterwards.
Okay. And if you look at Chita Mikubetzet, he says, Peter's Rashi, Shtayla show note, Veneer Yitzhak Lakhman al Chutin Shabbosofa Talit, Mikan and Mikan Shein Lam Arev Kemosher Besher Tarim To. Shall you talk shalosh as ba'ot, etc. Sorry, the last one. Da'achi dar gedil shnayim gedilei arba gedilim. Oh, sorry. This is what Rashi means, right? Shita Mugwetzet clarifies what Rashi means. Sorry, I knew I put it there for a reason. He says, and this is a very weird drasha. It goes like this: gedil 2, gedili 4, gedilim. With the extra mem?
8.
Fold them over?
16.
If you have a conceptual explanation for the words I just said, tell me later. Like I said, I don't know if I have a conceptual explanation for everything I just said. I'm like throwing out a few explanations, but basically, I'm just telling you that this is what exists, okay? Another possibility... what? No. So let's just quickly, I don't want to do 2 days of this, so let's quickly see a little bit more. Look at the Rashash, has another possible, again, I'm not sure there's lumdus here. Ray Ginsburg claims he has a lumdus explanation for every single one. I've given you my first approach of whether this is Gedil plus Ptil, or Gedilim is the whole category, or, you know, etc. But I think a lot of it's just Gzeirot, right, is how you understand the Drashot. The Rashash says... I don't know what Rashi means. Nearly the Chaser Tevar Achad. He says it's missing a word. This is how he says it. He says it's not that it's Gidili plus Gidilim. It's that it's Gidilim, which is 8. But then there's a Chiyuv Asiya, which we interpret as make that which we call Gidilim twice. Okay? Now, the only lumdus I could say here is whether you think that Gedil is a part of the tzitzis, right? Meaning the end result is Gedilim, or is it that each unit is Gedilim, and therefore you could have units of things called Gedilim? That seems to be the machlokus, according to him, right? Is it that the end result is Gedilim, or is that Gedilim, or is the basic subunit of strings, but you could have multiple units of gdilim. Within it, that seems to be how the Rosh Hashanah understands it. The Chidushei Anshei Shem says, nearly shedorish tzitzit shnei chutin, p'til shnei chutin are arba. He says, no, it's a different gzeres akaso. Tzitzit, he understands as two. P'til, he thinks as two. Ugdilin amru mishnah Torah, balahos v'alem kamota mo shnei gdilin. He thinks that it goes like this. Anaf, no, sorry. Chut, two. No. Tzitzit, two. P'til, two. Which is four, which is eight. And then gedilim is doubling that whole thing, meaning a gedil is a ptil plus a tzitzit, which makes a gedil, and then gedilim are four. So again, you see this machlokas, right? Is a gedil a component of the tzitzis, or is it the end result? So according to him, the 16 thinks that a gedil are everything that we've compiled from ptilim and tzitziot, and then you double that. So if tzitzit is 2 and p'til is 2, so then a gedil is a 4, which is 8, and gedilim is twice that, which is 16. Yeah. If you look at the Piskei Rid, one more possibility. He just explains very clearly that the machlokas of 8 versus 16 is... whether you need 8, which are on the knaf, okay, or 8 when you put them into the knaf. You understand that machloket? Right? Meaning he thinks the machloket of 4, which is 8, or 8, which is 16, is that everyone agrees 8. What's the machloket? Is 8 necessary as the end result? Or is 8 necessary when you put the tzitzit into the baghead? If it's the result, so it's 4, which is 8. If it's that you need 8 when you put it on the kanaf, so then you need 8, which is 16. If it's result oriented, so then you count
the 4 strings into 8.
The resulting strings, so therefore you only need 4. But if you think that you need 8 strings when you put it on the knaf, right, from the moment of asiya, right, it's not about the result, is that when you make it, it's you make it with 8 rather than the result is 8, so then it's 8, which is 16.
Right.
Which I think is pretty mistaken, that that's the machlokes, right?
A lot of strings. Oh, that's
correct.
That's the one corner.
You
see 4 strings on your baguette.
Okay, no, I'm going to leave off the Tosfos Bechora. Like I said, I'm not sure I have lumdish for everything. It may just be drasha, but it's important to at least get it out there. The more lumdish question is the next one, which is, are you allowed to add? Right, which we'll do tomorrow. Right, which is, this is the minimum, can you have more than that? Okay, we'll stop.